It's in moments like this that we're left asking ourselves the question of how. Initially, we're asking, how could this happen? Then we begin to ask ourselves, how can I endure such incredible pain? Then we move to asking the question, how can I move forward when I'm going to be missing something so incredibly important? These questions need answers. And what they need is not just the well wishes of one man. They need the answers of God's word. So I'm going to read from Psalm 121. And we're just going to briefly consider an answer to those questions of how. Psalm 121, starting in verse 1. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The psalmist here in Psalm 121 is in the face of great danger. He's looking at a journey that he's not sure he's going to be able to complete. He knows it's not going to be easy. And he wonders the same thing we're wondering: how will I make it? Where will my help come from? And the answer is, the Lord will keep you. So Lori and Doug and Margie and Gloria and Krista and Josh and all the family and friends, let me encourage you with that. The Lord will keep you. If you trust in him, he promises to not let your foot be moved. And this is your hope. It's not that we can do it on our own. It's not that it comes from somewhere deep inside and we have to find that. It comes from only the Lord. If you spent time with Ashley, you knew her. You knew a couple of things about her right away. I didn't know her particularly well, but I had spent enough time around her to know that she loved dogs. And she was very passionate. Often my interactions included some sort of fiery comment, let's say it that way. I don't blame her. I was a young boy hanging out with her young teenage sisters. I would probably be like that as well. Well, just as like we know Ashley, and that led us to know things about her, as we come to know the Lord, the psalmist wants us to know two things about God so that we can trust that he will keep us. So let me just highlight those briefly. First, the Lord is able to keep you. Lori, this is what you've been discovering as you go through this week. The Lord is able to keep you because he is more powerful than we think he is. He is all powerful. The psalmist sees the mountains, which represent danger, and then he remembers that his help is the maker of those mountains. He is the all-sufficient God of the universe. His power is universal and unbounded. So as you begin this journey without your beloved daughter and sister and friend, you do so with the one who is able to keep you. Friends, this keeping of us does not mean that the sorrow won't come, that pain won't be real. The promise is that as sorrow and grief and difficulty wash over you in waves, and just when you think you've come out of it, it comes again. The promise is that the Lord will be with you through it, that he will keep you through the waves. Because there will be moments when you feel like you don't have any more strength. Who can endure the loss like this and all the other things that are going on in your lives? But there is one who has the strength. And his strength doesn't run dry. He made heaven and earth. There are no evils, the Lord says, that he will not keep you from. When you feel like you are unstable and insecure, the Lord says, if you turn to him, your foot will not be moved. And the good news is that that means even death, even in death, the Lord will keep you. That's what he says in verse 8. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. If you trust in the Lord, even death cannot keep you from his hands. The eternal God will keep all who trust in him eternally. He is that powerful. But he's also that present. Look at verse 3 and 4. Or listen. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. God's not in heaven trying to calculate how much PTO he has left. He's not calculating if he goes to bed at this time, then he can wake up and do this at that time. He never sleeps nor slumbers. He doesn't grow weary or tired. So in the middle of the night, when you're awoken by a wave of grief, he is there. As you go to work and try to resume normal life, and you're washed over by sorrow and pain, he is there. He doesn't grow impatient with you. He doesn't grow frustrated with you. He will keep you. The Lord is able to keep you. He is all powerful and always present. But it's one thing for the Lord to be able to keep us. Because if the Lord was just able to keep us, the psalm might say, he may not let your foot be moved. Or the Lord might be your keeper or could be your keeper. But that's not what the psalm says. Listen to what he says. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The psalmist is confident because he knows that the character of the Lord is not just that he is all powerful, but that he is willing to keep you. He is confident because he knows that God is not just able, but that God is good. The psalmist is yelling from the rooftops, God is good. And for a lot of you right now, I'm sure it doesn't feel like that. There are moments where it doesn't feel like God is good. Everything around you is telling you the opposite, that God is good. But hear the confidence of this psalmist, God is good. Krista posted this week in her post, Psalm 120, verse 1. It reads, in my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. In our distress, the Lord answers us. He's not only all-powerful, but he is the Lord merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He is the Lord who delights in keeping his people. It's not just something he does as his day job. No, this is what he delights to do. He delights to have sinners come to him and rely upon him and trust in him. When we draw near to him, we are promised that he will draw near to us. So where do we get this kind of confidence? Confidence that God is able to keep us and that he is willing to keep us. that comes from looking to Jesus. Because in Jesus, we see God coming not for those who do good, who are able to stand on their own, but for those who have nothing to offer, for his enemies, for those who are empty and know it. Because in Jesus, we see the only one who did not deserve death die in our place. But in Jesus, we also see one who is kept through death. You want to have confidence that you can be kept through death? Look to Jesus. He rose again. So friends, if you feel broken, if you feel like there's nothing else I can do, this was the straw that broke my back. Look to Jesus. When I met with Lori and Margie on Friday, we read Matthew 11:28. It says, come to Jesus. Come to me, he says, and I will give you rest. And he tells us why. Because I am gentle and lowly in heart. As we look to Jesus, as he invites us to himself and offers us rest, we can have rest because we don't have to do anything to get it. It's freely given. It is he who holds us fast. So friends, do you want the kind of confidence that this psalmist has, that Lori has, that Krista has, that the Lord will keep you no matter the pain, the grief, the sorrow, that he will keep you in the face of death? Look to Jesus. You know, if Ashley were to join us today, I think she would say two things. She would say first that she loved you, and she would mean it. And then secondly, she would say that it's true. She would say who Jesus is and what God is like, and the promise that he will keep us is true. And she would exhort us to believe, to turn to Jesus, to trust that his sacrifice paid the debt for my sin, and that his resurrection means that I will be kept no matter what. Friends, each one of us one day will have a service like this. In part, that's why we come here this morning, to be reminded of that reality. You can have confidence that you will be kept through this moment by turning and trusting in Jesus. And for all who are trusting in Jesus, you can be assured that the Lord will keep you. Romans 8:32 says it this way, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? He will keep you today. He will keep you tomorrow. He will keep you when the sorrow is overwhelming. He will keep you when the joy. Where does your help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Let me pray. Father, thank you for the promise that you will keep us. Because we cannot keep ourselves. Lord, we pray that if there are any who have not trusted, who do not have this sort of confidence, that they would trust in Jesus. Lord, help us with this grief. Help us to turn to you. Be with Lori, with Doug, with the family. Help them to know that you will keep them. Give us that assurance, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.